beyond clearing the clutter inside and out, we're talking about knowing your triggers. What makes you want to pull your hair out during the holidays? Do certain things bring on the blues at this time of the year? How well can you handle the slings and arrows being thrown your way? Learn how to easily prepare for your triggers in this month's bonus episode.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
Today's episode was inspired because the holidays are upon us. This can cause tons of people stress. Knowing your triggers is great at any day, time, or place of the year. But now's a good time to start if you haven't examined your triggers before. Today's episode helps me and supports me as much as it supports you and serves as a reminder to let stuff go. If you have a plan in place, everything in life is easier, and the holidays can then become a wonderful experience. I know so many people that are unhappy during the holidays, and it's supposed to be a wonderful time. So hopefully today's episode will support you. Here in North Carolina, we had Hurricane Florence. It did a lot of damage, not only to the coast of North Carolina, but some towns inland because of flooding. Anyone who had done some emergency preparedness was probably better off than someone who didn't. It doesn't mean that they still might have not lost a home, but if they're prepared and had a plan, it makes it easier. We have an emergency preparedness plan, and when you see that eye of the hurricane coming through your town, like, oh my gosh, if you have a plan in place, not only does it make it easier, but it helps reduce your stress. It's already going to be a stressful situation, but you can remain more calm if you have a plan in place. So that's kind of the thinking and the idea for this. It's the holidays. It can be stressful. If we're prepared, then we're most likely going to be able to handle everything a lot better. What are your triggers? What upsets you, stresses you out, causes you to see red or green? And I'm not talking about Christmas colors here. You may know when you're triggered, but have you stopped to really think about it? Or is it knee-jerk reaction, knee-jerk reaction, knee-jerk reaction with no end in sight? Here are some of the areas where I've been triggered, as well as friends and clients. Food. I was one of those people who gained 5 pounds each holiday season. People were always bringing in stuff for the holidays. Oh, you've got to try it. I made this special. Please have one. If it isn't in my home, I don't eat it. If it's in my home, I'm probably going to eat it. If food's a trigger for you, tuck healthy snacks like nuts in your purse. Review items you can eat like veggies and dip. Allow yourself one awesome dessert, but quit after that. Or if you're going to indulge a little more, maybe amp up your exercise for the season. If you have dietary requests, get them out now. I was a vegetarian for a really long time, and I have to tell the story about my grandmother, Sybert. I love my grandmother, Sybert. She's awesome. Amazing woman, very fortunate to have her as a grandmother. And when I was a vegetarian, my grandmother told everyone, you've got to make your dishes for Thanksgiving, Christmas, vegetarian. And I'll never forget my mom making green beans. And my mom grew up making, how she makes her beans are with bacon and bacon fat and all that. And my mom being like, yeah, I'm making your dish now. She was annoyed that she had to make an extra side dish, which I get it. I tell this fondly and jokingly, But, you know, I didn't eat chicken stock, and so the stuffing had anyway. It was, my grandmother was great about it and demanded that everyone not let me starve. So if you're someone that has gluten-free, whatever, vegetarian, let people know now. I know when I used to do a holiday dessert party, and I want to get back into that tradition, but I'd bake like 13 or 14 things from scratch, and I loved it. But I always made sure, okay, I have something that's gluten-free, I have something that's dairy-free. Make sure that most of the allergies are covered. But if you're someone that gets angry because you're a vegetarian, you show up and it's all meat, help the person by saying, here's what my dietary restrictions are. And if they don't, you know, at that point, have a backup plan, have nuts, have snacks, whatever you can eat. So, or don't attend the event. You have that option as well. But food, I know, can definitely be a trigger for people. Gifts galore. I'm not jealous a lot, but I have to admit there have been a couple times throughout my life where I have been envious of gifts of others. Really, less so as I age. You know, my husband and I were just talking today, and I'm like, let's just do one gift each. Let's have fun this year. If anything, we spend under $100. And although I am looking for, he said, how about 139? If anyone out there knows how I can get a level 10 Lotus puzzle, please contact me. Because so far I'm having no luck. He never asked for anything but loves puzzles. And or if you have another suggestion for a level 10 puzzle, this is like a 3D puzzle, please, please, please contact me. I'm open to finding him something similar if I can't find this. If seeing people with a lot of gifts triggers something in you, it maybe is triggering a sense of feeling unworthy. Or you may see a bunch of stuff that you don't want, and that overwhelms you. Or maybe there's disappointment that your family didn't get you the gift that you really desired, even if you left 1,000 hints. So gifts, getting too much, getting too little, not getting what you want, might be a trigger. Being lonely. Holidays can bring up if we've lost someone, especially if we've lost a spouse or someone else we were close to, and have us feeling we're alone. Even if we're surrounded by a bunch of people or we have a strong family network, we can still feel alone. I know, you know, I got married later in life and I love seeing my family, but it's hard when you're the single, only single person several years in a row. You know, more suicides happen during this time. So in addition, if that's being lonely is a trigger for you, be aware of others. Check in. And if you know someone's lost a spouse or if they're single, just be aware of that and that loneliness might be something to the point that they could harm themselves. There's one in every family. Love my family and they can also drive me nuts. What is going to trigger you and your family? Maybe you have a more successful sibling. Maybe there are some crazy kids. Maybe they don't honor your food requirements. When you go to those family gatherings, what's going on? What is something that triggers you? Being single. I mentioned that a moment ago, talking about being lonely. Aren't you glad I'm using my life as an example? It can be really hard, especially if you're longing to be in a relationship or you're always surrounded by couples. Maybe you go to a singles event. I know where I live in Raleigh, meetups are popular. Or if it's too much for you, then if you're going on an outing and you're the only single person, don't go. Make the choice not to go. That's okay. Or someone that you're close with. You know what? I'm really feeling it this holiday season, being single. I need some support here. Exhaustion. Doing way too much. You think, oh, I'm taking time off at the holidays, and then you have a packed schedule. You may feel like you're running a marathon instead of having some time off. Begin to cut back what you say yes to. A big one, not doing what you choose to do. I talk about this as a just because is. Do you want to do something for the holidays and then you don't choose to do it and you're angry, you're hurt, you're frustrated, and it's another holiday gone by you spent unhappy. Maybe you want to get your tan on and go somewhere warm for the holidays and every year you spend it in winter wonderland. I've mentioned a few triggers, Now's the time for you to quietly sit down and think about what triggers you. I'm a fan of journaling and writing it all out. It's really important to express all our emotions.
Tired of losing money because you aren't organized? Overwhelmed because you missed a soccer game because calendars weren't coordinated? Stressed out because you can't find what you own? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
Why? It's the holidays, but it's still worth doing self-reflection before or after to see why you're triggered. You may just have to get through the holidays and you can't dig deep now. That's okay. Just commit to doing it after you've made it through. Because remember, awareness plus action equals change. We dig a little deeper, we can release it. Remember, what others do and say is about them, and how you respond and act and think and feel is about you. So get rid of the blame game right now. This is about you and your inner clutter. Whose voice is that? Is that really you feeling inadequate about being single? Or is that what society is saying, or your mother? Check in and figure out what is truly yours. If it is you, choose to change the tape in your head. You have that power. Guilt. Perhaps you feel guilty if you can't get your kids everything on their list, or if you decide to start a new family tradition. Let that go. Honor yourself. Obligation. Another reason we might be doing things. Remember, there's a podcast on this from September. So many times we seem to do things from obligation. You've always gone to your neighbor's party, even when you dislike half the neighborhood. Bake them cookies and say you can't come. You can honor them by being nice, but let go of the obligation having to go to their holiday party. Responsibility. I did a podcast episode on this last month, so review it if you need to. Trying to be the peacemaker of the family, cooking the entire Thanksgiving meal. My grandmother did this for years. Now everyone has assigned duties. My fathers and my nieces and nephew help my dad brine the turkey and do the stuffing. My aunt usually brings potatoes. Mother aunt brings pies. I don't think my brother's doing enough. I think I'm going to have to check in about that. Don't have all the burden and the responsibility for doing everything. If you need support, ask for it. How to handle. Once you know what bothers or upsets you, you can create a plan to deal with it. Be prepared, like that emergency preparedness plan. Trust me, even if you think, oh, I'll remember this, you may not. Especially in the moment, that knee-jerk reaction, that autopilot may come up. Have a plan will help you from slipping into that. Gather the troops. Who's your support team? Who can you call? Who can you text? Who can you bring along as a date? Figure out the people that are your super supporters and will get you through the holidays. Say, I might need your help. I need you to go to this party. Can you be available if I'm at a family event and need to call or text? Have your support team ready to go. Simplify. I'm a big fan of this, life in general. Look to where you can simplify in the holidays. Maybe that means going to less events. I know this year I'm saying no to event. It has certain people. I don't want to do it anymore. I have try to be a good sport, but I'm just not happy. So that's my big thing that I'm letting go this holiday season. Simplify who you give gifts to. If you have a list of a ton of people, narrow it down. Who do you really desire to give a gift to? Don't feel like you have to spend all your time in the kitchen creating all these cookies or pies or desserts or whatever it is. Look to where you can simplify. Learn to say no. You don't want to do a gag gift at the holiday party? Say no. Don't want to go to your neighbor's open house? Say no. don't want to get off your exercise schedule, say no to what interferes with that. You have the power to say no. Get off social media. If seeing a bunch of GIFs upsets you, you're not going to want to be hanging out. Because remember, so much of social media isn't real to begin with. And there'll be someone out there posting ridiculous things. So just unplug. It's worth it for you to take the time to unplug. You don't have to share everything. You don't, if you're someone who's spending an hour to get the perfect picture, just take a break. Just take a break from social media. Take time for yourself. I know that this can be a challenge during the holidays, especially if, you know, for instance, my husband and I, hopefully we're trying to work that out now, would go up to Wheeling for the holidays. Even spending all that time with my family, I make sure that I get time to meditate. I make sure that I have time to, I always take a bath. I'm gonna take a bubble bath. That is my woman cave. There are different ways that I can make sure, and even with my husband, love my husband, and I need time for myself. So make sure that you can carve time for yourself. If it's something that you really have still a lot of things to do, you can carve out 10 or 15 minutes there throughout the day. Give yourself that gift. Breathe. If we're stressed out, we're probably not doing nice deep breaths. Take the time to center yourself. Take the time to do some deep breathing. That helps slow us down. That helps relax us. Make sure you're breathing. Pamper yourself. I mentioned a minute ago, I am getting a bubble bath. I've got some nice seasonal bubble bath I'm looking forward to. Maybe for you, it's getting your nails done. Or massage. Wouldn't that be nice? Everything's kind of a busy time. A soothing massage. Maybe it's something simple like lighting a fragrant candle that kind of allows you to close your eyes and relax. A nap. A nap can definitely be pampering. Look to ways that you can give yourself good self-care. Do something for someone else. You know, when we get outside of ourselves, when we do something for someone else, we feel better. I feel like they get the short end of the stick because I always feel so good when I do something for someone else. So get outside yourself. Get outside your family. Who could you do something for that really may need a lift? Have gratitude and practice being mindful. Again, if you start to get stressed out, if you start to get a little jealous of what you're seeing, get into that gratitude mode. What do I have to be thankful for? Who do I have to be thankful for? How blessed am I? Get into that mindset of, gosh, I have a home. I have enough to eat. I did get a gift. I'm in a loving relationship. Really be aware of your gratitude and practice being mindful, whether it's your time to meditate, whether it's deep breathing, whether it's self-reflection. Take that time for awareness. Previous episodes that may support you. From 2018, September, 257, Out of Obligation, and 256, Stumbling Through Grief. From June, episode 250, Knee-Jerk Reactions, and episode 247, Whose Voice Is That? From May, Creating a Sacred Space, episode 244, and Great Expectations, episode 240. Episode 236 from April, Be the Change You Wish to See. From February, episode 228, Self-Love and Social Media. And finally, from January, episode 222, Declutter Your Life by Being Selfish. In 2017, check out these episodes. In November, episode 210, How to Simplify the Holidays. In July, the bonus, Do Something Differently. Also, episode 188, How to Effectively Say No. From June, episode 183, Jealousy, clearing the green-eyed emotional clutter. And from April, episode 175, The Art of Allowing. And all the way back in November 2014, the bonus, Sane and Clutter-Free Holidays and the Just Because's. Take actions from today's podcast. Write down what triggers you during the holidays. Explore why you are triggered. Create a plan to handle challenges. Put a support team in place. Offer to support others during the holidays. Listen or watch other Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out episodes for guidance. Practice gratitude and mindfulness. On our next episode, we're talking about paying it forward. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.